mother, father, friend and wife. Affection to child, friend and husband or beloved. Only spite of that, if there is so much affection, attraction in all these things, in shadow, then how it will in Krishna? That is why when Krishna used to play on floor with cowherd, why with so many lambs and cows going here and there? Even deer, even bees, wild beasts used to follow him. Even at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was going to Vrindavan, tigers, elephants, mad elephants, lions, seagulls, deer, coming in one row, here and there, following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, seeing the face of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hearing the beautiful song of Krishna. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna Keshav, Krishna Keshav, Krishna Keshav, Krishna Keshav, Pahna, Ram Raghav, Ram Raghav, Ram Raghav. So this all have come only to bestow this pure affection for Krishna. So Swamiji has come to me. This unalloyed devotion of Krishna to anyone who was coming in front of him. So we should try to again work up, and as we are inspired at that time, all that we should again be like so, that he will see, he is here. He is seeing, he is everywhere. Mahaprabhu is everywhere. Nityananda Prabhu is everywhere. So he is watching, looking at. And if he will see that again they are doing like so, he will be very, very much glad and happy. I request Prabhu.
Samiti, Srila Bhakti Pradhan Keshava Goswami Maharaj, beloved disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he surrendered himself in the lotus feet of his own Gurudev Srila Bhakti Pradhan Keshava Goswami Maharaj and tried to serve his best. What he wants, he tried to fulfill his desire in every respect. When Srila Maharaj used to cook for Param Gurudev, Param Gurudev taking prasad can understand that Srila Maharaj cooked this for him. And our Param Gurudev was so fond of Srila Gurudev's cooking. He knows who is cooking, only taking, oh, this is his cooking. Param Gurudev can understand. So he surrendered himself with heart and soul and served him at his best. So what is his destination? He can know, you know everything. I don't want to bother you. That, so I am telling that Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite para, tomara sakati ache, anita kangal, Krishna Krishna bali, dhai tava pache pache. That is service Gurudev, that is destination, the best destination for jivas, that Mahaprabhu came in this world, that samarpaitu munnata jalarasang sa bhakti sriyam. Gurudev is explaining for few days that Mahaprabhu came in this world not to distribute unnata jalaras, what you want to taste. That means Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisovana Iva Saddo Janadhuta Madhurima Kidrisova Mudya Sokhan Chasamadanu Vata Kidrisang Veti Lovat Tadhavadda Samajani Sajivar Vasindhu Harindu. He wants to fulfill this three desires. Krishna, so he came in form of Mahaprabhu, taking the beauty and mood of Srimati Radha Thakurani. He came in this world. He can distribute this unnata jalras. What you want to distribute? Rasang sa bhakti sriyam. the beauty of Unnautajal Ras, this is also Unnautajal Ras. But Mahaprabhu came to distribute this. And what you want to taste, he can distribute this. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mercifully quoted in his Chaitanya Chaitamritam that Premaras Nirjas Korite Asthadan Ragmarga Bhakti Loke Korite Pracharan, that he wants to taste the essence of Premaras and want to distribute Ragmarga Bhakti. How one jeev can achieve, can go to Ragmarga? So Srila Maharaj, Srila Gurudev came in this world for this thing, to distributing Rasang Sabhakti Sriyam. He established in this and is so merciful, Karunaya Vidravan Deha. He saying, oh, I am testing so good thing. Oh, they are suffering. Oh, why I cannot help them? If I help, and they can taste this very good thing. So, being causeless merciful, he came in this country and want to distribute all these things. Just like as before, you know, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur distribute all these things, and he have to oppose so many, facing so many opposite things. In this period also, Maharaj mercifully want to distribute all these things, but he have to oppose, he have to facing also so many opposite things. Yet, he is determined, no, I shall distribute all these things which I am testing. Just like the Rupa Goswami is telling in his Bhakti Samit Sindhu, Seva Sadhaka Rupena Siddha Rupena Chastahi Tad Bhava Lipsanakarja Praja Lokanusarata, that he is serving just like Rupa Goswami Pad, serving Mahaprabhu and same time divine couple. Whereas Jathavastit Deha, that means in sadhak form he is serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and preaching, and is on his own form, that means in the servitor of a divine couple, he is serving divine couple. So his destination as a maid servant of Srimati Radha Thakurani. So Srila Gurudev wants that we should be one day that maid servant of Srimati Radha Thakurani. This is the best goal of jivas in this planet. Nothing more than this. So Gurudev mercifully distributed all these things. I am praying him, his lotus feet also. He is serving his Gurudev. I want to serve him. He serve him, same mood. And I pray him that one day I will be in the same way in which mood you are serving Mahaprabhu and divine couple. You know, touch stone. If you touch any iron, they transfer to gold. But who is Vaishnava, is qualified Gurudev, they never do so. There is one chopa in Hindi that Paras or Santame Vishesh Antarjan, Paras Sona Loha Kare Santa Kare Apsaman. That means if you touch iron with gold, touch stone, it transfer into gold. But who is bona fide Gurudev in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he never do so. He who come in his touch, he transfer them like him. He, just like a bona fide Gurudev, make all devotee guru, not to disciple. Apsaman means like him. So I am praying him from my core of my heart that please revest your mercy, then I can serve you just like you are serving your Gurudev. Hare Krishna. Bancha Kalvata Rupa.
Bona fide guru in Satyayu. There are so many exalted gurus in Tretaju, like Vasishtha, like so many. In Dwaparju, Kavi, Havi, Antariksha, Pippalayan, Prabuddha, and all so big learned, Narad and all others. But I think that we are more fortunate than them. That we are coming in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Krishna and Radha conjugal form, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The line, the gurus in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are more superior. That I told the gurus in Treta Saptaju, Treta and Dvapara.
They are not given Krishna Prem. They are given Mukti.
No importance.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him Mukti is very best. All these gurus are only what you heard. So many you have heard the name of the gurus. What Dronacharya gave to Arjuna? Any Krishna Prem or what he gave? Nothing. Also Krishna went to
Sandipani.
What he gave to Krishna? I know that Krishna gave him so much things. Really Krishna was guru and he was disciple. I think that he was not qualified to be the disciple of Krishna. I think gopis are disciple of Krishna and Krishna is disciple of
gopis.
So we are come in this line and we are so much fortunate than all in past. Our gurus from Rupa Goswami, Sarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami, Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Rupa Goswami, Sarup Goswami, Narottam Thakur, Samananda Prabhu, Srinivasa Acharya, Vishwanath Yogati Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Vedanta, Swami Maharaj and our Guru, Nitya Lila Prashtam, Vishnupada, Srishwan Bhakti Pragyan Goswami. They can know, give more and more superior things than them. And that is Krishna thing. What is it, that Krishna? Divided into five fractions. And among all these things, Gopi Prem is the highest. They can give this. So you are lucky. I will try to express my all these ideas fully tomorrow and they will also express their ideas. I'm so happy to hear so good expressions about Gurudev. So I'm indebted to them all. You should daily come and encourage me to praise the mission of Swamiji, my Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaur Pramananda. We were all glorifying Guru Tattva. To serve Gurudev, to have a very strong faith, nishtha in the lotus feet of Gurudev is the backbone of Krishna consciousness. If anyone's nishtha is more is feel right here.
Second.
Unsteady. Not so strong. Always moving here, there.
Flickering.
Then he cannot develop his Krishna consciousness. And one day he will fall down. So, our Gurudev should be so bona fide. A strong faith in bhakti. Some realization to Krishna. And all the qualities which have we told.
Sinadapi sunichena tarurapi sai sununa amanina mandena krishna. Three qualities, four qualities.
Knowing all the scriptures, main thing, all teachings, he should have no fear, no worldly desires, no sufferings and sorrow, anything. Always happy serving Krishna. He is in separation mood for Krishna and Guru. And all the good qualities. Very generous to all, no party feeling at all. Then he is Guru. And our faith will be so strong in him, otherwise it will be shaken. So if our Guru Nishtha is anyhow harmed, understand how?
Yes,
then our whole Krishna consciousness begins to shake, and at last it goes away and dries up. So our faith will be so. And in the same time we will have to honor all Vaishnavas in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Rupa Goswami. Or anyone who is chanting even Harinam, he is not first class Vaishnava or second class Vaishnava. To think that he is on our Gaur family. So we are so much glorifying. Today was very good day. Yesterday. So many devotees told so many good things. They will add our Guru Nishtha.
Glory of Guru Sattva.
I became happy to hear very good siddhant about Guru Sattva. In the last 7 months, he said so good things, good siddhanta. I want to give something, but my English is so poor that I cannot express my ideas fully. But by only little, very weak words, I used to tell all these things. I agree with all the points, but not one, only one point that any good acharya will come and combine whole Gaudiya Math and telling that acharya may be Narayana. I am not agree to do that. I am agree to all the points. I have never thought that I am acharya or guru. Never. I want to help and be carried the order of my Guru Dev Swami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I know that really I am not acharya, or not Guru. But I want to fulfill the orders of my disciplic acharya, especially my Guru Dev. Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pashisham Bhakti Prajnanga Samastam Nara. And especially Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, as he told in his last day. So
I'm trying anyhow to carry their hurdles. I'm so much fortunate to have held the best pujas of my Gurudev, Pujyapad Madhav Maharaj, Shoti Maharaj, Van Maharaj, Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj, and all prominent disciples of Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. Nowadays I go to avail some death pujas, but I see that so much difference, so much difference. At the time of Prabhupada, I've heard that he used to celebrate death puja on his birthday. Once that puja was going on, and Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati told in his last speech that I'm not thinking that you are any of you are my disciple. I'm thinking you like Sikshadu. By seeing you all here, I'm so much aspired to speak Krishna Katha, Hari Katha. Jaka Dekhile Aise Krishna Prem. To see anyone, it automatically Krishna name comes and we begin to chant. That we should see, we should understand that he is Uttam Adhikari. So I'm saying you all, and I'm inspiring in my heart that I should chant Krishna Hare Krishna. So I think that you are my all teacher. You are my guru. This is the view of a real guru, Puna Pai Guru. I've seen that on our birthday, or any guru who is doing Vyas Puja, I've seen my guru here, Pujyapad Madhav Maharaj, Pujyapad all, that on very day, our Guru Maharaj used to worship his Guru Dev, his Param Guru Dev, his Paramparaspara Guru Dev, up to Brahma. He used to worship all of them. He used to worship also Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, and Nimbati, all these acharyas. He never separated them from Vaishnava cult. Then he used to worship Brajavasi, all the Brahmins of Braja. I sit practically in my Gurudev Vyas Puja and others. That day, first worship their Gurudev and Guru Parampara, all. Then Krishna, Radha and Krishna, Gauri Chandra, Nitai Prabhu, Gadadhar, like conjugal, Gauri, Gadadhar, and Radha and Krishna, and the in the middle, Vidyana, Vajrayana. These five, Acharya Panchas, who all the gurus. So, after that, they are all honoring his their god brothers according to seniority of bhakti, not of age. They used to do. all the Vaishnavas, his god brothers or anyone. Even I saw once, I was present there, Pujyapad Madhava Maharaj, he's my Sikha Guru, his god brother, my Gurudev, god brother. He was honoring and offering mala, chandan and all to senior Vaishnavas, his god brother. And I was there. He suddenly came to me, gave mala, chandan, garlanded, and gave so many cloth to me. I was astonished. Why he is doing so? I am not qualified to be his disciple also. He is the disciple far more agile and bending, and he is honoring me. I became, my heart became full of honor for him. This is justice. Nowadays I am saying that gurus sitting on the golden throne, so like this, that I am Krishna myself, collecting all the honor for them, and there must be any good book for that puja book for him, otherwise Bhakti puja is not there, glorifying him, whether he is good or bad, whether he is bona fide guru or not. It is not there. That puja is a day when himself, that guru or that devotee, is doing, offering archan, pujan and honor and everything to his Gurudev and his whole parampara. It is not a day to collect honor and all things from their disciples. It is against their puja rules and regulations. But nowadays, this is Kali and this is going on. So we should not do that. This is a day of the Guru or Vaishnava who has taken birth at this day, and he should honor all his Guru Parampara from Guru to Brahma and Radha Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, his all associates. Not only this, all the Gurus who are present at that time, they should be honored. All the good devotees should be honor, like I have seen. So this is just to glorify our gurus, to glorify Radha and Krishna, and to offer all their honor to which is coming on that day, like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sakshi told. I am very shameless person. You are honoring so much. I am not qualified for this. But anyhow, you are giving, I am taking it. Not for myself. But I am taking all these representations and pushpanjalis in my hand. And I am offering all these things, your all votes, all your honors, Sraddha, Nistha, and the Lord in the hands of my Gurudev, and pray him to offer in the Lord's feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and to Radha and Krishna. This is my duty. So we should try to follow him. We shall not follow him, but taking honors and all Nistha from all disciples, it is important. It is not due to yours. It is. Our Gurudev also used to tell that, you are honoring me, not due to me, but by due to my holy master that I have served him and I have received something from him. So all honor should be given to him. Hence that he should be in peace. He is to be Radha Krishna, Golga Radha. There are so many things to be told. I have heard from their mouth, but today time is over. Now it is 8. I'm doing artists will be perhaps 9. So I am requesting all that this meeting should be stopped here. And from tomorrow, I want to discuss on Chaitanya Chaitanya, which I have begun. And it will be so sweet. All Siddhant will come. Guru Tattva, Krishna Tattva, Prem Tattva, from who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I am finishing today. Go, Prenande! It's your song. Jasumati Nandan Vrajavara Nagara Gopularanjana Kami. Very, very deep meaning. And all the past tense is special and important. Past tense of Krishna has come in this song. The Bhakti Vinod Thakur has written this song. When he used to do bhajan in the midnight, he used to make all these songs when he was remembering the past times, the beautiful past times of Krishna. Jasamati Nandana. He is the son of Jasamati, but he, who is he? Vrajavara Nagara. What is the meaning of Nagara? No equivalent word in English or any language of whole world. These are topical, very special words. Those who will be reading and knowing some Ujjwal Neelmani, then something you can realize. So the song is for Uttam Adhikari. But we can hear, and if a great will come. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give all these things. Mercifully. Jamuna Tatachara Gopi Vasanahar Arasa Rasika Kripamaya. What is the meaning of Jamuna Tatachara? Who is always?
Wandering on the banks of Yamuna.
Walking here and there on the banks.
Why? Why? What is? What? For what thing is wandering there?
Meeting the gopis.
What is it? Sometimes he goes with cowherd, but cowherd is not so important to go in Yamuna. Beautiful gopis having some pots on their heads to take water, they will come. There are so many maid servants in their houses, so many servants, but if still they don't want that they should bring water, we should only. Yamuna water is not water. Yamuna water. The love and affection of gopis, they see Krishna take bath. They come
doing any bahana. Bahana?
Pretending something.
That we are going to take water, but it was we are cheating of their household. We want to meet Krishna. They have given up everything, worldly, religion, duties towards husband, duties towards children, house duties, everything. Even shame they are giving. So Krishna, ye jathang mam prapadyante tatham tathayu bhajangam. Krishna has promise that I should love anyone who is loving in far method, far way. I should also repay him there. But he cannot repay gopis. He can repay friends, Hanuman, all others, Sanakshanandan, even Dasarath Maharaj, all the associates of Ramachandra. He can also repay something to their father, mother and all others, friends, but he cannot repay. So to repay them, he is going to Yamuna. Yeah, Yamuna ke upavan mein.
Thanks of Yamuna.
So for it.
Sometimes gopis are not coming and he is waiting there whole day. Always eyes searching, that gopis are coming. If anyone tells, why you are roaming here, wandering here, what will tell? Oh, my one of cow or cows has been lost, I am searching. Or he knows so many tricks he will play. Kadamba kanana arasa parana. All these songs are so beautiful, marvelous. When we'll associate with matured Vaishnava and our love and affection will be nurtured, we cannot taste all these things in these stages. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has kindly come to bestow these things. We'll have to be matured for this. Anyhow, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will give. Gradually, if there is greed, then way will also come. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Rupa Sanatan and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami to write all these things. You should not fear that unripe person, unmatured person, and not qualified person, they will go all this and read. They will not read. Because crow, you know, in India, here I am not saying crow. Black crow?
Black crow, yes.
But there is neem tree here?
Yes.
Neem tree, not so much.
Not so much. Somewhere. Very
bitter.
But fruits, very little, but yellow, very bitter. But crow goes and tests that very well. Not very sweet mango. Only cuckoos can see it on the mango and taste this very beautiful sweetness of mango. That is why I also am going to explain third and fourth chapters of Sri Chaitanya. If anyone of those who are hearing will be have some a little but eagerness to have that greed, then we will see that our association is fruitful. So a Anapita charing, chirat, karunaya, vatirna, kalo. You should also note in your heart that all of our Guru Parampara Acharya were all Raganuga Vaishnava, Rupanuga Vaishnava. None of them were only Vaidigas. Any of our Acharya, they have come only to give this thing. But unfortunately, they saw that there is a very jungle and forest of Mayavad, Karma, Jnana, Yoga, Tapasya. So they began to, in the beginning, they began to cut all these things. So much of that time went on. But all wanted to give this thing, this nectar. So we should have some greediness, eagerness to have this. After that, you can make a way, you can choose any way to develop this Krishna consciousness. What is Bhakti Lata Bhi? I have told so many times. What is that? The seed of Bhakti? To serve Krishna.
Desire to serve Krishna.
Desire to serve Krishna is the seed of
Bhakti.
And from upper, Bhajyata,
externally,
we see Shraddha. The activities of Shraddha can be seen, but if there is no this Vasana,
desire
to serve Krishna, nothing is there. Guru gives this, plants this seed in the heart of pure Vaishnava. Externally, we see that he has so much Shraddha. Honor for Gurudev, for Shastra, and for Vaishnava. But actually, there must be some seed of tendency to serve Krishna. It grows when you will cut the jungles. What jungles? Worldly desires. Kuti Nati. What is Kuti Nati? Those who are bad things. You will have to cut and uproot them. And this Bhakti Lata, then it will grow. It will go crossing world jurisdiction. Means karma, jnana, yoga, tapasya and all other things. It will cross Brahmalok. Brahmalok means kya? Desire of mukti. To taste mukti, salvation, eternal salvation, it crosses. If there is a sadhu sangha and water is going on, otherwise the, that lata will be stopped. Then it cross, go beyond the territory of Narayan Lok, Lakshmipati. Also it crosses Ajodhya, Golok, Dwarka, and it comes in Vrindavan and it takes shelter of Krishna there, Brajendanandan, Radha Kanta Radhana. Here, fruits are there, so beautiful, tasteful, and Mali means
gardener.
Taking the shelter and Olambi.
Take shelter.
No.
Or climb up.
Climbing. He also goes over all these things and goes to the lotus feet of Krishna there. And there he takes so sweet fruit of Bhakti Rasa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
telling with Rupa Goswami or Sanatana Goswami Lali. Who are Mali? Mali is Gurudev. And he gives to Vaishnava to distribute among all the devotees in the whole world. Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Swarup Damodar Raya Ramananda. They try to distribute this. But fruit is so much endless that is going on giving, 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 but more it becomes. Never ends. Never. Samapta nahi hota.
Never ends.
Never ends.
Always increasing.
अनर्पतिचरिं चिरात् करुणयावतीर्णा कलौ समर्पयित्वम् उन्नोत्पज्ज्वलरसां सा भक्ति हरिः पूरसुन्दरज्योतिकदम्बसन्दीपित सदा हृदयकन्दरे स्फुरुतनिः सखिनन्दन फर्स्ट् ऐ एम् गोयिङ्ग् टु टेक् टु एक्स्प्लेन् जनरल् वर्ड् मीनिङ्ग् आफ् दिस् श्लोक एण्ड् देन् explaining that you may get something from this. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught to or given to Rupa Goswami, his all teachings are in this. This is the sar and substance. What is?
Essence.
Of all the Siddhant, all the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here. Everything. And Chaitanya Chaitamrita, whole Chaitanya.